today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know he's sovereign in his ways. His word will give you joy. His word will grow your faith. Consider his word. Consider his word.
From the heart of the Florida Everglades, this is the Consider His Word radio program. Today we want to encourage you to consider what God says in His Word, the Bible. I'm Pastor Arlen Payne, inviting you to join us as we open the Scripture together and consider His Word.
Consider His Word.
Welcome to Consider His Word, and welcome to 2020. This is the first broadcast of the new year, and I hope we can be a blessing to you. I'm looking forward to the new year and what God has in store for us, and I'm praying for you, and I ask that you would pray for us and pray that God would bless this ministry as we reach out across the country to people with the gospel of Christ and encouraging them to consider His Word. I have to admit that today the broadcast is kind of a personal nature. Some things I've been thinking about myself. In fact, I've been thinking about these over the last couple of weeks. And what I want my life to look like for the Lord Jesus Christ in the new year, and the things that I desire of Him, and the things that I want to accomplish and to be for Him, that I might glorify God in everything. So I hope you'll stay with us today. I want to encourage you with our words today. And so I hope you'll join us as we consider His Word today. I want to remind you that we would love to hear from you. You can contact us at Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida. Again, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Box 40, in Clewiston, Florida, 33440. Now, as I said before, we're not actually in Clewiston, Florida. We're actually about 30 miles from there. This ministry comes to you from the Big Cypress Seminole Indian Reservation. We are deep in the Everglades. And while you're having the snow and the cold and all of that, we're enjoying some great weather here in the Everglades. Listen, I know how it is. I grew up in the Midwest, and oh, I remember. And so I'll pray for you about those days. I know sometimes it gets hard and it gets long, but God will bless and God will help you. God will strengthen you. So what are you thinking about for 2020? Have you made some plans? You know, many people make resolutions. I gave up on that long time ago. It doesn't seem to work for me. But I do try to make some changes, and I do try to make some commitments to the Lord. And every year, these commitments, I begin to work on them. And sometimes, like resolutions, I can get through the whole year with them, and sometimes I don't. It's just that way. It's just part of human nature. I hope you're reading the Word of God this year and that you're in the Bible every day. We'd like to help you with that. If you'd write to us, the address I mentioned earlier, and I'll give it to you again. We'll send you a Bible reading calendar to help you get through the Bible and read through the Bible this year. And I'll remind you that I did write a book about Consider His Word. That's a daily devotional. When you read it, you'll read through the Bible in a year. You'll also have a devotion, a short devotion for every day in every portion of Scripture as you read through the Scripture. Let me give you the address in case you'd want any of those two things. Now, the book I'll send to you for $25. That's postage paid. You can send it through the regular mailing address, or just contact us through the website. You can do it there at considerhisword.org. But if you'd like to write to us, again, Consider His Word Ministries, 30290 Josie Billy Highway, Box 40, Clewiston, Florida, 33440. And of course, all that information is on the website as well. Now, I've been thinking about what I want to accomplish this year, and I have some goals. I have some things that I want to try to do and some new things I haven't done before. some things I want to try to accomplish. But these four things, let me give you four things real quick that I've been thinking about that I want my life to be and some things I want to accomplish for the Lord. The first thing is always important to me and something I try to do all of the time, and that is to bring glory to God in everything that I do. You know, there are two things that drive me, and part of that is the result of this ministry. First of all, is to glory of God, that I would do everything for His glory. And secondly, is a great commission to tell people about the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm going to bring glory to God. There's two verses of Scripture I want to mention. One is Psalm 29:2 that says, "Give unto the Lord the glory due unto His name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness." Now, that's from the Old Testament. In the New Testament, you have 1 Corinthians 10:31 that says, "Whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do all for the glory of God." And I want my life, everything that I do, to bring Him glory. I want this program to bring glory to God. I want every conversation I have to bring glory to God. I want the music I listen to bring glory to God. Every part of my life, in every relationship in my life, I want it to bring glory to God. You see, He made me and He saved me, and now I want my whole life to be for His glory. Now, whatever we do, even the minute things, 1 Corinthians 10:31 said, whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do. I'll tell you, eating is, first of all, one of the most basic things that we do. But you think about it, in many ways, eating is one of the most selfish things that we do. I don't know about you, but when I go to a buffet, I begin to think it's my job to clean off every plate in the place. And oh, sometimes we eat so much. Well, was it for ourselves or was it for the glory of God? Even in the way we pray, you know, we'll say, "Lord, bless this food to the nourishment of my body." What if we started praying, "Lord, bless this food that I might glorify you"? He said, whether you eat, drink, or whatever you do, do it all to the glory of God. I'll tell you, if you get a hold of this, it will change your life. It'll change how you think. It'll change how you live. To bring glory to God in everything, every day, all the time. And many times before I make a decision, I'll run it through that filter of, will this bring glory to God? I want this program to bring glory to God. It's not about me, but it's about bringing glory to the one who loved me and saved me, and the one who gave me direction and purpose in this life. So I want my life to bring glory to God. Second thing is that I want to bring lost people to the Lord Jesus Christ. It's part of the Great Commission. Jesus said, "Go ye into all the world and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. Amen." And so I want to bring people to Jesus. The Scripture says, "He that goeth forth bearing precious seed shall doubtless come again with rejoicing." And that precious seed is the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. To tell people everywhere that I go, I want to be about the Great Commission. And every person that I meet, I want them to meet Jesus. And I hope that they meet Jesus in me, that they would see Him in me, and that every person that I meet, whether it be a doctor at the hospital or whether it be at that clerk in the gas station or maybe in the convenience store or the big stores, wherever it is, that I would have a burden to tell that person something about the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether I do it verbally or maybe give them a tract, that somehow I want to bring lost people to Jesus. There are so many here, I'll tell you, in our nation, so many people that do not know the Lord. And sometimes we think, oh, America is a Christian nation. I got news for you. Yeah, we may have some Christian principles, but there are so many people that do not know the Lord. And we must win them to Jesus. And so I want to bring people to Christ. In my community, I want to bring people to Jesus. In my family, I have family members that are not saved. I want to bring them to Jesus. I just want to bring people to the Savior. The third thing that I'm thinking about that I would like to do is to help bring Christians to Maturity. That's by teaching the scripture. I love teaching the Word of God. I love teaching on this radio broadcast. And in much of my preaching, it's teaching. And you see, in that teaching, we bring people to maturity. I want to help people grow in the Lord, whether it's encouraging them to be in the Word or encouraging them by teaching the Word. All scripture is given by inspiration and is profitable for doctrine, that's teaching, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I want to help people have a right relationship with God and grow in the Lord. We live in a day of such shallowness and such baby Christians that have not grown. And I want to do my part to help people to grow. Listen, to do that, I've got to grow myself. And that means I got to be in the Word myself and be learning about Scripture myself. But in doing so, I want to bring people to maturity. I want to teach others about the Lord Jesus Christ and teach them about His Word. And then the last thing is I want to bring blessing to people. I just want to be a blessing to people in my life. In Romans chapter 15, Paul was writing to the Romans, and he was had never been there. And he was writing to encourage them, and he told them, he says, "Now I beseech you, brethren," let me back up, I'm in verse 29. He said, "And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessing of the gospel of Christ." And I want to come in that fullness of the blessing of the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be a blessing to everybody that I meet. I want to be a blessing to people I don't meet. I've never met you. More than likely, I've never met you, but I want to be a blessing to you. I want to be a blessing to my family, to my wife, to my children, to my grandkids. I want to be a blessing to the people in my church. I want to be a blessing to the people in my community. I want to be a blessing to everyone who crosses my path. We have singers who come here to sing. We have missionaries that come present the word. I want to be a blessing to them. And I want people, when they walk away from me, say, "Wow, that was a blessing." And whether it be by some gift that I can help them with, or whether it be a word of encouragement, or even, again, just a word of blessing, I want to bless people. I want my life to be a blessing. It would be like Jesus and point people to Him. I want to bring glory to God, bring the lost to Christ, bring people to maturity in Him, and bring a blessing to everybody I meet. Hope you have a great year. Thanks for listening. God bless you.
His word will give you wisdom for tomorrow, today. His word will give you hope so you can face another day. His word will give you strength to know He's sovereign in His ways. His word will give you joy, word will grow your faith. Consider His word. Consider His word. Consider His word.
Thanks for listening today. Like us on Facebook and visit our website at considerhisword.org. This is Pastor Arlen Payne saying, till next time, God bless you as you consider His word.
Consider His word.